Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles. Today is Fun Friday, October 12th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and, of course, living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
Now, who can tell me what season do we normally hear that commercial? What season do we normally hear that commercial? Lots of requests for the clucking Christmas carols, if you will. So I had to start off Fun Friday with that to get everybody in the great mood. Hope you're having a great day. It is Fun Friday here. Sorry a little bit about the delay, but I wanted to use my headset today because I'm going to be writing down a few things. And we got a lot of prizes to give away today, as always, on Fun Friday. And I want to try to keep track of, Battle of the Sexes, how many women we have win the prize, how many men. So I was getting the paper ready and the pen ready, and I wanted to get my headset ready. And then Skype wasn't cooperating, and I had the wrong username, and I had to call Jen, who was downstairs, and we're at our sister's house, and we're on the road, and oh, my goodness gracious. So, nonetheless, famous words. the show must go on. So we've got a great show ready for you today. And just to kind of let everybody know and send a shout out, I want to welcome everybody in the chat room. Thank you very much for joining us. Looks like we have a couple of first timers, and we will have a few trivia contests today where will only be for first time listeners and first time callers. So just to shake up the pot a little bit. So if you're a first time caller, first time listener, we thank you very much for tuning in. Hope you like what you hear today. By no means do we want you to think that every day, Monday through Friday, is as crazy. Monday through Thursday is as crazy as Fun Fridays. Friday is always just a crazy, laid-back, fun day where we give away some prizes, anything, any topics open in the chat room, so feel free. And we just have a great time on Fridays, giving away tons of prizes to all of our wonderful fans. Now, Monday through Thursday, it's all about education. Ask the Chicken Doctors on Monday. Tuesday is a mixed bag with the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy, Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities. Wednesdays, we got garden shows, Garden Wise Living with Arlena. Small Business Wednesday, where we feature a small business in the chicken field. Thursday, Love Thursdays. We got poultry scientist Dr. McCray and Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine. What a great show yesterday with Richard using the correct and best wood for the wood stove. Tis the season. So we had a great show yesterday. Next week, just to recap really quick, or not recap, but kind of let you know what's going on. Looks like this coming Monday, the 15th, we've got Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Tuesday the 16th is open, as well as this Wednesday the 17th, Garden Wise Living with Arlena, and then the 18th coming up of October, poultry scientist Dr. McCray, and then another fun Friday next Friday the 19th. So we've got great shows lined up for you next week. Sending a quick shout out to, again, everybody in the chat room. Thanks for tuning in live today. And many of you who are tuning in but can't access the chat room because your work has blocked it, boo. Hey, everybody, one more time. If everybody who has the chat room blocked at work, here is a little track for your IT folks. But we know you're there listening, and we appreciate that, and the thousands that listen onto the archive on iTunes.com, podcast.com, Zoom.com. So thank all of you. Thanks to the over-the-road truck drivers that we hear from that listen to the show while they're on the road. Thank you to the homeschoolers that use this show as a part of their daily curriculum. And a big, big shout-out to all the feed and seed stores across the nation that stream this show live every day in their store. We hope business as well. And hello, customers. Go ahead and fill those carts up and head on up to the cash register. Register and tell them you love listening to Backyard Poultry with Chicken Whisperer while you're shopping at their store. So we thank you for that as well. Before we get started with all these great prizes, let me see how many we got today. At least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We've got 12 prizes. We've got some new trivia that we haven't had before. Not movie trivia that we've had before, or food trivia, or chicken trivia, or American trivia. No, we got some different and hopefully some fun trivia today for you. And we've got some great prizes from a really cool poster from McMurray. We got some Happy Hen treats. We've got a hen saver, chunky chicken caviar. We got a poultry protector, an egg basket, a brooder kit, and several gift certificates from Brincy, Mount Healthy, Critter Cages, Solar Night Eyes. Got some great stuff we're giving away today, and we hope you feel lucky. Do you feel lucky? All right, I just want to share a few things with you that we posted over on our Facebook page in our little Chickens in the News segment. Last night, before we went out to supper with some great longtime friends we haven't seen in a long time, I had a great evening yesterday with some friends I had posted on my Facebook page. It was the first of the season. Many of our longtime listeners know I'm not an advocate of heat lamps in the coop. Let me rephrase that. I'm not an advocate of unnecessary heat lamps in the coop. Most anywhere in America, you do not need a heat lamp to keep your chickens warm throughout the winter, even at negative 35 degrees. So yesterday was the first of the season that I know about. We know that many more occur. They're just not reported. The news doesn't pick it up. I don't hear about them. But last year, I reported on, let's just say, well over 20 chicken coop fires that actually burned houses completely to the ground. Not chicken houses, but their actual personal human home. Caught neighbors' homes on fire, burned decks down to the ground, lost chickens, dead chickens, all because of unnecessary heating and heat lamps. So yesterday was the first for the season. The story actually came out on the 27th of September. Can you believe it? People already using heat in late September? Goodness gracious, and unnecessary at that. But I did yesterday post this season's first, and we will try to keep count this year, just to show people how often this happens and how tragic it truly is. But Gorham House charred, dog saved. Okay, this happened again on the 27th of September. Gorham, firefighters rescued a dog from a fire that extensively damaged a home in a wooded area on Whipple Road in Gorham on Monday. Gorham Fire Chief Robert Lefebvre said Tuesday, an electrical warming light, heat lamp, in a nearby chicken coop caused a fire that caused extensive damage to their home, not the chicken coop, but their home at 27 Whipple Road in Gorham. Lebreve said the fire spread to the eaves of the home and into the attic. He said he believes some chickens perished in the blaze while other chickens had escaped. A Whipple Road neighbor, Shannon Lehan, said that she told firefighters a dog was in the home. The state fire marshal's office investigated the fire. Gorham Police Chief Ronald Shepard said the home received a lot of damage. On Tuesday, the fire chief said the home would need a new roof and that the fire rendered the home unlivable, all because of an unnecessary heat lamp in late September. Okay, I'm not going to go down my soapbox too much on this, but nonetheless, folks, this is story number one, okay, and for the year, and I'm sure many, many more to come, unfortunately. So just want to keep you abreast of that, since it was the first one of the year that I had posted about an unnecessary heat lamp catching a house on fire. Last year, we had a house burn to the ground, and even a neighbor's house catch on fire. So it's just one of those things, folks. You just need to, you know, there's heat's not needed in most all of America. I don't care where you live for your chickens, okay, even the bannies. But it's, and we'll have a show coming up here all about maybe if you choose to use heat in your coop, which one might be better. But we'll talk about that. Obviously, you can hear my sister, or Jen's sister, has some yappity-yappity dogs, doesn't she? You can hear them in the background? Great, googly-moogly. I couldn't handle that at my house, but hey, who am I to say? Not my house, not my dogs. Alrighty, so let's see what we got here. Also on our Facebook page, I posted this morning, let me scroll up a little bit. The coop fire post was yesterday on our Chickens in the News. Let's see. Oh, this was sad news again, posted this morning. Got a lot of comments on this as well. This happened in Russia. 100,000 chickens died due to feed costs. 100,000 chickens died due to feed costs. As an urban chicken keeper, and this is what I had posted under that to get your response on our, as a Facebook fan, as an urban chicken keeper or homesteader, you probably don't need tons of feed per day. But how much did you pay for that last 50-pound bag of feed? Okay, and so I'll read this story. It's not very long. As we talk about chickens in the news, the difficult situation with feed prices has recently. I'm live on the air. I think she's downstairs. Okay, well, I'm live on the radio. The difficult situation with feed prices has recently led to mass deaths of birds at a number of poultry farms of Russian Agricultural Holding. Okay, the poultry farms of Agricultural Holding in recent months have had issues with feed stocks. On October 5th, the veterinary inspection concluded that the poultry farm had no feed at all. The farm needed a total of 33 tons of feed per day. Good heavens, 33 tons of feed per day, but only purchased 10 tons, and not every day. The head of the veterinary department quoted this. As of October 5th, just a few days ago, 70,000 chickens have died. At a press conference on October 10th, just a couple of days ago, the head of the farm said that this figure continues to rise, and the current death toll was up to 100,000. He also confirmed that the cause of death was starvation. Now, how sad is that? It's happening over in Russia because of feed cost, but it's not just happening in Russia. Obviously, you and I, we both know, if you keep backyard chickens, we know about the high cost of feed, you know, especially if you're feeding organic or maybe all natural. But even your commercial feeds, say in Tractor Supply, have gone up. The last time I was in Tractor Supply, I believe I saw a Purina bag for $17.99, $18. And the Dewmore brand, Tractor Supply brand, was about not even maybe $15.49, I think it was, about $2.50 less. So it's not just affecting us as backyard chicken keepers, but it's affecting, yes, even the commercial folks. So amazing. So Kelly is in the chat room saying $13 for a 15 bag of layer feed. Jessie's saying she's spending about $70 a month on her chicken feed. Bard Rock, $19 for a 50-pound bag of layer crumble, but it was just $15 a few months ago. So I think this is nothing new, especially, hey, if you remember the drought we had just this past year, imagine what this food may go up to next year because of the corn issue that we had this year with the drought. $18.99, $17.99, so lots of folks in the chat room posting what they paid for the last 50-pound bag of feed that they paid. And it varies across the country, but if you use organic, I know in Atlanta that a 40-pound bag of organic was $32.50, and that may have gone up now since the grains have gone up nationwide. So I hadn't checked that in a while, but it was $32.50 for just a 40-pound bag of organic. So, again, it can't hurt the wallet, but again, I know why you do it, the fresh, beautiful backyard farm eggs. Pest control, fertilizer, composting abilities of the chickens. Hey, I get it, you know. But so, yeah, Kelly was saying it was just about $10 a few months ago, and now it's gone up $3 or $4 a bag. So we're all feeling it, but it's a shame that 100,000 chickens so far, that's just the number they're reporting, have perished due to starvation because of the cost of feed. So not a good sign over there in Russia. And then I'll talk about one more, which is, I think, very interesting and pertinent. Posted also on our Facebook page today. Interesting. Chickens treated to a bit of luxury at a Fawlty Towers hotel. Okay. So here, this is over in the UK. So, but we have chicken sitters here since the big boom and whatnot of the backyard poultry industry. But this happened over in the UK. Chickens treated to a bit of luxury at a Fawlty Towers hotel. Chicken owners no longer have to get in a flap about leaving their feathered friends alone during the holidays because the poultry world's answer to the Hilton Hotel has become the perfect home from home for hens. The aptly named Fawlty Towers, run by chicken lover Julie Smith, allows the birds to relax in comfortable accommodation or roam free on the grounds of the Cowden-based Hen Hotel near Edenbridge. Miss Smith, who has 13 hens of her own, feeds them treats and makes sure that they are pampered while the owners are away. The 54-year-old said, "I help rehome ex-commercial hens to give them a better life. People used to come and have a look to potentially take some, but they would often say they wouldn't know where to keep them if they went away on holiday. I started looking after chickens as a favor for people and thought, hey, this would be a good business idea. They've become the thing to have in your garden, and people love to have their own fresh eggs. I love chickens and love my own, so it's a pleasure for me to take care of the other chickens." She says, "While bookings are sporadic, the summer had been quite busy, and word of mouth was beginning to spread." Now, she says, "We house our guests' chickens in igloo cubes with a 3-meter run, although it's said they can house up to 10 birds. The maximum is 6. The guests are provided with a fully disinfected cube, feed, grit, corn, water, and bedding. They get a 5-star experience. They get everything my own hens get. Hopefully they're not getting the same diseases. And that's my segue into why I would probably never do this. In fact, that's what I posted on my Facebook page. Here's my comment regarding this story. As an urban, hang on, let me get back over to it. Here we go. Ah, here we go. My comment was, a proper backyard setup, folks, okay, a proper backyard setup should allow the chicken owner to have a 5 to 7 day vacation. You know, 3 to 5 gallon waterers, maybe using the chicken fountain that has a continual flow of water that's always clean. You don't have to go out every day. You know, larger feeders, maybe a flock block for some extra food while you're out on vacation. You know, so again, a proper backyard setup should allow you, the chicken owner, to have a 5 to 7 day vacation without having to worry about the chickens or have someone come by to check on them, unless you want them to, hey, come and check the eggs, gather the eggs for you. If not, I would prefer, again, and if your backyard setup doesn't allow that, if you're not comfortable for that, if not, I would prefer, me personally, to keep my chickens in my own backyard while on vacation and have a sitter come take care of them, preferably a sitter that doesn't have chickens because of biosecurity reasons. And that's what I put here. Why do I say that? Biosecurity reasons. Even if this chicken hotel over in the UK disinfects the coops between guests, many diseases can live in the ground, litter, and are airborne. So my question to all my Facebook fans was, would you use her facilities? And I'll ask you folks in the chat room, would you use her facilities? Not me. Biosecurity is an issue there. And think about this. Let's say your hens in your backyard are laying awesome. They are laying very good. You're getting an egg a day, an egg every other day, and they're happy and they're content. Okay? Imagine the stress here. You gather your hens up, you put them in a cage, you drive them to a new place. Now, let's forget about the biosecurity risk here for a minute. You get your hens there to the new place, you get them in the backyard, and you put them in a new coop and new surroundings. Bam! Egg production stops. Bam! Just like that. Okay. Yeah, they may lay an egg that day. They may lay an egg the next day because the egg process has already started in their egg-making systems in their tummies. Okay. But after that, they stop laying. How long? 3 days? 3 weeks? 3 months? You come back from vacation a week later, 4 days later, 10 days later. You get your chickens. They're already in shock. They're already stressed because they're having to go through this pecking order. They can see the other chickens over there. They're wondering what's happening. They have a new coop they're not used to. The egg machine has been turned off. And now you come and get your chickens. You take them back to your house. And you're wondering why you're not getting any eggs now for 3 weeks or 3 months because they're stressed. What they're thinking, what the heck just happened? Okay, now I'm back home. That's great. But now I'm still kind of – maybe they have to go through pecking order one more time at your house. And maybe they have to get comfortable again, and all this shock to their system. So let's forget about biosecurity for a minute. You'll probably, when you come back, not have eggs for a while. And they may have gone through new pecking order. They may be stressed and distraught while they get back more comfortable again to their home surroundings and you. So now let's talk about the biosecurity issues, okay? Here you are taking your chickens from your backyard. And let's say, hey, you might have some things in your backyard that are not real great. Maybe there's a disease or two that your chickens, like Dr. McRae says, hey, they're dealing with. The disease is in their gut, but their gut and the disease has made kind of a pact. I won't bother you too much. You don't bother me too much. They get over here to this hotel. They're in the same coop that other chickens were in last week. Who knows what those chickens had? What kind of diseases they had? Hey, you can disinfect coops, plastic coops, the igloo coop, sure. But how good can you disinfect it? I mean, these are microorganisms, very, very small. Okay? I mean, how good can you really clean it? Especially if you're dealing with someone else's pet chickens that they love. Okay? Not to mention all the diseases that can be in the shavings, in the ground, in that run, and airborne diseases as well that can go from chicken to chicken just a few feet apart or maybe across the lot. So again, not happy with that. I'm sure some people may do it. They may think it's cool or funny or kind of, hey, our chickens are staying in a hotel too, making brag about that, what have you. But not me, sorry. If I could choose, I would choose maybe somebody to take care of my chickens that didn't have chickens themselves, but that I trained and how to take care of my chickens. So they're not, you know, or if they do have chickens and they already know about chickens and they're coming to my property to wear shoes that they're not wearing over at their house and their coop. Maybe they have to put booties on their shoes when they come and take care of my chickens. Maybe they have to put on a kind of a what do you call that thing that you zip up, an overcoat type of thing, and booties to come take care of my chickens because of biosecurity reasons. No, you're exactly right. They won't be bragging if they end up with a bunch of sick chickens and dead chickens and illness, let alone and have chickens that aren't laying. So I wanted to post that, again, just try to educate, get the word out. At first, when people see the headline, oh, a hotel for chickens, that's kind of neat. And then let the chicken whisperer kind of explain while it might not so be neat, might not be so neat, because guess what? Now your chickens aren't laying because of the stress. Now they've got mites. Now they've got lice. Now they've got the snifflies. Now they're coughing. Who knows? So you just have to be aware of that. And this goes equally well if you go to the, Lord forbid, you go to an auction and buy chickens and bring them home. Keep those suckers quarantined for 30 days, okay? And preferably in an area far, far away from your current chickens, because things can be airborne, okay? If you go to a show, if you show your chickens and you bring them back from the show, 30 days quarantine before you join them back with the rest of your flock. Or maybe you just consistently have another coop or a separate coop in a separate area for your show chickens that are actually traveling from your homestead a lot. So just some things to think about that I posted on Facebook this morning. You too can be a Facebook fan. Just go to facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. All righty, folks, I'm going to go to a short commercial break. These will be some commercials that with some folks that may not actually have prizes to give away today, because when we go to and have a prize, we'll run the commercial for the prize that we're giving away for that particular contest. And so I'm just going to go to commercial break real quick, and then when we come back, we'll start Fun Friday Chicken Trivia here live on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We'll be back right after this short break. Treats for chickens. Health and happiness for your modern backyard pet chicken. Healthy pet chicken basics, non-toxic bug relief, treats, organic snacks, and more, all created with your backyard pet chickens in mind. At Treats for Chickens, we treat your chickens well. Find us online at treatsforchickens.com or ask for us in your local farm and feed store or favorite pet shop. That's treatsforchickens.com. Today's special guest segment is brought to you by NatureWise Natural Poultry Feeds by Nutrina. NatureWise Natural Poultry Feeds by Nutrina are the natural choice for nutritionally balanced feed for your flock and contain only fresh, wholesome ingredients. Learn more at NutrinaNatureWise.com. That's NutrinaNatureWise.com. You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All right, thank you very much for staying with us today. We have so many prizes to give away, it's going to seem like it's Christmas.
My
We've got more prizes to give away. You just have no clue. Hey, we got a couple of contests coming up today also for first-time listeners, first-time callers. In fact, our big prize today, I'm looking down the list here, the one that's retails the most, $50, the brooder kit that comes with the corral, a feeder, a waterer, a heat bulb, a heat lamp with a dimmer switch on it, $50 value plus shipping to your front door. That contest is going to be for a first-time caller, first-time listener contest. That'll be here in a few contests. And we may have a couple of others as well. Like I said on my Facebook page, if you're a first-time listener or caller today, you're going to have some increased chances because we want to give you a prize, too, for listening for the first time today, and we do appreciate that. All righty, let's go ahead and get started with our first prize. Let me go ahead. I'll post the link in the chat room for this one so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. It's a and everybody loves this these. So let me see if I can find the – there it is. I want to make sure I get the link. Oh, already have it up. Here we go. Let me copy and paste this, and I'll put it in the chat room, and you can see exactly what the prize is going to be. Let me go ahead and delete some of this here. Checking the email now, too. Thank you very much for liking the show. I get an update every time that someone new likes and makes the show a favorite over at Blog Talk Radio, so thank you for doing that. Okay, here I'm going to go ahead and post the Here we go. First prize is from, and when I come back after this McMurray ad, because we're giving away a McMurray prize, we're giving away a poster. And everybody who's won these posters say they're awesome, they're good quality, they're beautiful photography. And the poster we're giving away today, if you click on that link in the chat room, it'll take you over to the poster page at McMurray Hatchery, famous for the McMurray Hatchery catalog, I must say. Scroll down a little bit, the Buff Orpington Crowing Poster. The Buff Orpington Crowing Poster. It's a Buff Orpington rooster crowing. It's got a nice mountain view and a little farm in the background. That is the poster that you'll be playing for today. So, and if you're not in the chat room, that's fine. It's a beautiful poster from McMurray Hatchery. And if you're not listening live in the chat room, if you're not in the chat room, you can still participate by calling in and winning if you're not in the chat room. Let me make that clear. You do not have to be in the chat room to win the prizes today. So that'll be the prize for today. Give me just a second. I was just handed a note. All right, that was my that was a lunch request. Actually, I was just handed. It just basically said lunch request, and I had to had a few lists of that. I had to choose my lunch. Isn't that great? Hey, how about that? So definitely blessed if I have a little choice for lunch here. And the next thing you know, it's going to be prepared and send it over my way. All righty. So the first prize today is going to be that awesome poster from McMurrayHatchery.com. The great folks over at McMurray Hatchery.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Alrighty, for all our first-time listeners, let me kind of explain how this is going to be. Alrighty, thank you very much, Pauline. First-time listener, so excited to be here. We are so glad you were here with us today. Send a shout-out to Paul. Everybody in the chat room, wave and put hearts in there and welcome Pauline. And let's see, Mandy Miller, I think I've seen her in there before, but if you're a first-time in the chat room, let us know. And all of the other chat room folks will be waving at you and patting you on the back and welcoming you. All right, Amanda Carpenter might be new. I just get all the names get kind of blurred in. So, yeah, that's great. Great way to be a chicken ambassador and share all the Nancy Drew is a first-timer as well. Thank you very much for joining us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Wish. We got Bird Lover 1 as well. Lots of new names in there today because it is Fun Friday. All righty. Love it in the chat room. Thank you so much. Love all y'all guys. Okay. This is the way it works. I'm going to read a trivia question. Are y'all ready to know what the trivia question, what today's trivia theme is? Okay, ready for this? This is going to be so much fun. I'm so excited. Game Show Trivia. Yep, Game Show. And I don't even own a TV, and I'm excited. Because, let's face it, I grew up watching TV, but some fun game shows, but it's going to be Game Show Trivia. So I'm going to see how long and how many questions I've got here on my list for Game Show. We may have to switch it up a little bit towards the end of the prizes. I have so many to give away, but we've got Game Show Trivia today. Now, what I'll do is I'll read the question. Okay. If you know the answer, then you're going to call in. We have a phone bank of 50 lines. 50 phone lines. So if you get a busy signal, please try to call back. Okay? So you're going to call in. Let me go ahead and give you the call-in number right now. You can write it down. I'll say it throughout the show, but go ahead. If you've got a pen and paper, go ahead and get a pen and paper. Write this down. Maybe you can type it on a notepad and have it on your on the screen, what have you. But Christmas Chick says, I can name that tune in 5 notes. God, remember that. Name that tune. How cool is that? So, let me go ahead and give you the call-in number because it's not going to change the whole show. Many of you already have it on speed dial. 347-637-3237. Okay? 347-637-3237. I'll type it in the chat room. 347-637-3237. That is the call-in number, 347-637-3237. So I'm going to read the trivia question. If you know the answer, you can call that number. When you call in, here's a key, you want to press 1, okay? When you call in and they answer, you'll hear a young lady say, please press 1 to speak with the host now. And you'll press 1. And that will let me know you wanting to win this prize. That'll get you in queue. And we'll have a winning caller number 17, caller number 18, caller number 43, caller number 26. If you happen to be that winning caller, I'll bring you live on the air. You can answer the question. And if you win, great. You'll have to send me an email. I'll get to that here in a little bit. Okay. Here's a catch now for you new listeners. Let's say that I go to caller number 7. And I announce, hey, we're going to caller number 7 at area code 404. If you're not 404, don't hang up yet, okay? Because that winner, that caller may get the answer wrong. And you might be caller number 8. Caller number 7, guess what? They got it wrong. And you're sitting there in the queue, caller number 8, and guess what? You might be the winner. So I would go to you next. So don't actually hang up until we say, yeah, you're the winner. That's correct. Then you can hang up, and then we'll go to the next fun contest, and you have a chance to call again. Really, the only rule we have here is that if you've won that particular prize we're giving away in the last 60 days, the last 2 months, basically, if you've won anything from McMurray Hatchery, if you've won anything from McMurray Hatchery on this radio show in the last 60 days, you're not eligible to win the poster, which we're about to give away. But maybe you haven't won Happy Hen Treats in the last 60 days, and guess what? We're giving that away next, so you can win that prize. So just based on each contest and each prize, if you've won that in the last 60 days, then you're not eligible, but you might be eligible for the next one. So that's pretty simple rules, not a big deal. So let me go ahead and we'll try our first contest. Let me get over here to some trivia questions here. All righty, here is the first question. First, let me think. I'll just do the caller first. Let's do lucky number 7. Let's start off the day fun. Lucky number 7. We also write down if it's a male or female winner, and we'll have Battle of the Sexes. So at the end of the show, we'll say, hey, the female won or the males won today because they answered more questions correctly. Okay, so caller number 7, 347-637-3237, if you know the answer to the following question. Here we go. Okay. Who was the host of the game show Match Game? Who remembers that back in the 70s and 80s? Match Game 78. Who was the host of the game show Match Game? 347-637-3237. Fast fingers, because we're taking call number 7 here. This is for that McMurray Hatchery awesome Buff Orpington crowing poster. It's a beautiful poster. Everybody that won these says they're absolutely fabulous. Okay? And this is the call number 7 right now. Call number 7. 347-637-3237. Who was the host of the game show Match Game? dude, Match Game 78. Remember that? And then Match Game 76. And every year they change the name. So what do you think? What do you think? How fun is this? Let me get back over here to the chat room. Oh, no, Kelly doesn't know. She's like, I don't know. And Jesse knows. And Chicken fans going, I can see who it is in my brain, but I can't think of their name. Sweet Potato says, I have no idea. I find that surprising about how much TV you watch, Sweet Potato. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is fun, right? Hey, game show trivia. So let me get over to the switchboard and see. Yes, it's lit up here. So this is for that. If you have not won a McMurray Hatchery prize in 60 days, you're eligible. Okay, call number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, don't forget to press 1 to speak with the host. Now, if you're just calling to listen, that's fine. You don't want to participate. You don't have to press 1. But if you want to win this prize, when you call in, you got to make sure you press 1, and that'll let me know and get you in queue in order for the prize. So when you call in, make sure you press 1 if you want to participate in this contest. So, okay, here we go. 1. Let's go to call number 7. Caller number 7, you are live on the air, calling in from area code 734. 734. State your name and tell us what state you're calling from, please.
Amanda Carpenter.
Hey, Amanda. Thank you very much for calling in. You're lucky caller number 7. Who was the host of the game show Match Game?
Gene Rayburn.
Gene Rayburn. Let me see if that matches our answer. Absolutely correct. Congratulations. You've won that awesome poster from McMurray Hatchery, and it is a beautiful, beautiful poster. Hey, let me tell you what you need to do. You gotta work a little bit to win this prize. It's very simple. You need to send me an email, winner, okay? So let me tell you how to do that, and all the winners from this point forward are going to have to do this, so pay close attention, okay? What I need you to do, and let me go ahead and put down F for female winner. Okay, very good. And I didn't get what state she was from. Hang on, let me see if she's still on hold. Maybe not. Okay, so let's see, because some people hung up. So I think she's in the chat room, though. Let me see. Miss Carpenter, right? If you'll post in the chat room. Yeah, Amanda Carpenter. Michigan. Okay, let me put that in here. MI from Michigan. Okay, our first winner is female. Okay, this is what you need to do, Amanda. Send me an email sometime during the show to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Now, in the subject line of the email, I need you to put down the prize. So just put McMurray poster, McMurray poster in the subject line. And then in the email itself, now, folks, all of you listeners, pay attention because I'll need all of this information, okay? In the email itself, I need you to put your name, your shipping address, your phone number, and then below the phone number, please type out your email address. I know I have it because you send me an email. It'll just save us some time if you'll type it out below your phone number. Okay? So in the subject line, for all you listeners that may win today, in the subject line, put the prize you won. So Amanda's going to put in McMurray poster. Okay? Then she's going to put in her name, her shipping address, her phone number, and then she's actually going to type in her email address under the phone number, so we have that as well. So congratulations, we have our first winner. How awesome is that? Female, and it was Amanda in Michigan, McMurray Hatchery poster. Just send me over an email today during the show or right after the show is over. Alrighty, our next prize, in fact, we're going to give away two of these. The next prize we've got to give away are some Happy Hen Treats from RandallBerkey.com, Mealworm Frenzy, 3,250 mealworms per package. Yep, Mealworm Frenzy. Who doesn't like Mealworm Frenzy? They go great on those salads and in casseroles. No, I'm just kidding. For chickens only, not for human consumption. But they would add a little crunch to your salad, I guess, if you sprinkled a few on there, and probably an extra protein source. But mainly just for chickens. Happy Hen Treats from our good friend over at RandallBerkey.com. Remember, you get 10% off your entire order at RandallBerkey.com when you use the coupon code WHISPER. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops.
visit them online at randallburkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallburkey.com.
All righty, Renegade Chicken saying, hey, so much fun. Christmas Chick saying, having a good time. All righty, are we having a fun time yet out there in the chat room? We're having a fun time. Okay, we got some happy hen treats from Randoberkey. So let me get over here to the next trivia question. See what we got here. Okay, here we go. We'll take caller number 10 for this one. Caller number 10, 347-637-3237. Caller number 10, 347-637-3237 for some happy hen treats. Who was the first winner on Jeopardy to win over $1 million? The first name, his name. Come on, y'all know him. Y'all remember this now. If you don't remember, you can probably Google it, or Yahoo it, or web crawler it on your browser. But on Jeopardy, back in 2002, this man won a record of 74 games before being defeated during the final round of his 75th appearance. His total win was $2,520,700 on Jeopardy. $2,520,700. What was his name? Call number 10, 347-637-3237. Do you know this man's name? He's a pretty famous dude. Obviously pretty smart, too. So, Fam Farm says he was from Utah? Interesting. Alrighty. So, don't post it in the chat room, but do you know? He went up against the supercomputer, CW. How about that? So, what was his name? 347-637-3237 for some happy hen treats. I guarantee you your chickens are going to love them. And you might, too, if you try some on your salad. And just kidding. For chicken consumption only. So very, very good. 347-637-3237. Yeah, lots of people know this, gentlemen. So let's go. Call number 10. Scroll down a little bit. And away we go. Call number 10. Calling in from area code 214. 214. You're live on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Dave calling from Texas.
Dave from Texas, East Dallas Dave in the chat room. Awesome. What was the man's name that won all that money from Jeopardy?
I believe that would have been Ken Jennings.
That's what I've got on my end, so all righty, congratulations. Let me just confirm that, but I'm pretty sure from memory that's who it was. Yep, Ken Jennings, 2002, $2,520,700. Congratulations, East Dallas Dave. You've won some happy hen treats from Randoberkey. And so, hey, we got one female winner, one male winner, one from Michigan, one from Texas. We are tied 50-50, baby. So come on, guys. Get those lucky fast fingers in order because we want to win this fun Friday. Okay, Dave, you know the drill. Old-time listener and frequent every day. So just put happy hen treats in the subject line, please. Name, shipping address, phone number, and please type in your email under your phone number in the meat and potatoes of the email, and we'll get those out to you. So, all righty, we've got another one. Hey, what do we have? Some more happy hen treats. More happy hen treats from Randoberkey to give away. Another package, 3,250 mealworms. Let me get over here and try to pick a question out, a fun question. Let me see if we've got another one here. Some of these are just tough. I've got all these winners of all these different okay. This is, even if you don't know by heart, I don't know, but you can Google it. And, you know, it's funny. I always wonder, after doing this show for over 4 years and having 725 episodes, if Google and Yahoo think, how come we have all these trivia searches during the 12 o'clock hour? Because people are listening to the Chicken Whisperer show on Fridays. So, okay, here's the next question. We'll take caller. Let's bump it up a notch. Caller number 15. Caller number 15. Hang on, because after I read the question, I'm going to clear the switchboard. So go ahead and hang up now if you're just kind of holding and then ready to press 1. Not fair for everybody else. So in just a minute, I'm going to hang up on everybody who's listening, who's actually wanting to participate, and then press 1. It's not fair. So I'm going to read the question. I'm going to head over to the chat room, clear the switchboard, which means you'll get hung up on more than likely, and then you'll have to call back in. I want to try to make it fair for everybody. Happy hen treats. And you can probably Google this answer, but it's kind of related to the previous question. Who was the first person on any edition of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to finish the game and win the top prize of $1 million? He appeared on the show in November 1999. Okay, what was the name of the first person to win $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? He appeared on the show in November 1999. Okay, I'm going to have to Google that. I would have to. I wouldn't know his name. So game show trivia today. Who was the first person to win $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The show aired back in November 1999. Caller number 15, 347-637-3237. I'm going to go ahead and clear the switchboard. If you're listening, I apologize. You'll have to call back in. I just want to clear the switchboard. 347-637-3237. Switchboard is clear. Caller number 15 right now. Go ahead and Google first millionaire on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, who won the millionaire prize, who first, you know, and get that answer. Then you can give us a call in, 347-637-3237. Caller number 15. Caller number 15, 347-637-3237. Who was the first person to win $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Your answer has to match mine. This is for some happy hen treats from RandallBurkey.com. Next prize we're giving away looks like it's going to be a hen saver from Crazy K Farm. We had her, the owner and founder and creator of the hen saver, on the show this week, this Wednesday. Then we've got some chunky chicken caviar, a poultry protector from Carefree Enzymes. We've got an egg basket. Everybody loves the egg basket. In fact, we may do the egg basket because that's a real popular prize. The egg basket and the brooder kit, we'll reserve at least those two for first-time callers, first-time listeners. How fun will that be? So just to say thanks for tuning in today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Fun, fun, fun. Alrighty. Wow, lots of people Googled this really quick and got the answer. Some may just know it because they're a game show fanatic. Let me scroll down here, and we'll see who's caller number 15. Caller number 15, you're live on the air. Area code 336-336. Tell me your name and what state you're calling from.
Hey, Andy. It's Jessie from North Carolina.
Jessie from North Carolina. Let me get back over here, too. Okay, here we go. Who is the first millionaire winner on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? What do you say?
I have John Carpenter.
John Carpenter. Let me see if that matches my my correct answer over here. Hey, all righty, Jess. Okay, let me put that. So we got another female winner, and we have North Carolina, and so that puts the females in the lead 2-1. Come on, guys, get your thinking caps on. Jesse, thank you very much for listening, being a longtime regular listener. We appreciate that. And you've won some happy hen treats from Randall Berkey. So you know the drill. At least you should by now. Happy hen treats in the subject line. Okay. Name, shipping address, and phone number and email in the email itself. Don't forget to put your email in there. And chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. All righty. Fun, fun, fun. Okay, let me get back over here and see the next question that I'm going to have for our Fun Friday episode. Okay, I'm going to get rid of this. I'm tired of... Yeah, let's delete that one. I'm done with that. That's just kind of difficult. Okay, let me see here. We've got some others here. Let me do this one first here. All righty. Let's see. Caller number 8. We'll do caller number 8. We have a, let's see, you're playing for a Hen Saver hen apron. A Hen Saver hen apron from our friends over there at Crazy K Farm, Crazy K Farm, a hen saver hen apron.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
All right, we have a Hen Saver Hen Apron for this prize, and I see caller number 12 in there in the chat room. Christmas Chick wants caller number 12, so we'll just change it up a little bit. Caller number 12. Let me get over here to the next question. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Caller number 12, if you know the answer to the following question. It's going to be difficult. You might know it if you watch this a lot. Maybe you have a game show network on your TV at home, on your cable network, and watch this all the time. So we'll just see who knows what. Okay. Who was the host of the game show, the original game show? Let me rephrase that. Not the current one, but the original one. Who was the host of the original game show called Let's Make a Deal? Let's Make a Deal. Let's Make a Deal. Let's Make a Deal. Do you want what's behind curtain number one, curtain number two, or curtain number three? And I'll choose curtain number three, and guess what's behind curtain number three? Bah! Bah! You've just won three goats! And you lost the car. Yeah, that's my luck right there. So, alrighty, who was the original host of Let's Make a Deal for many, many years, starting back in 1963? Who was the host of Let's Make a Deal? Call number 15, 347. No, I think she said 12. Call number 12, 347-637-3237. This is for a Hen Saver Hen Apron from Crazy K Farm. 347-637-3237. Who was the original host starting back in 1963 of the game show Let's Make a Deal? All right. 347-637-32. Amanda was like, I'd take the goats. gotta love it. Okay, somebody send me a message over here on, let's see. Hang on just a second. There we go. Okay, cool. Old friend sending me a message and said I was mentioned in her blog today, so I'm a little worried about that. Alrighty. So, alrighty. Let's see. Yeah, who needs TV when you have the internet? Now, there you go. Perfect. Call number 12, 347-637-3237. Who was the original host of Let's Make a Deal? This is for a Hen Saver Hen Apron. Let me get over here to the phone lines and see what we got. Oh, yeah, lots of people love this show. Love this show. Call number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Here we go. Caller calling in from area code 850-850. You're live on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Mandy from Florida.
Mandy from Florida. Mandy with an I?
Yes.
You're in the chat room, right?
Yes.
Very good. Yippee. Thanks for joining us. Alrighty, who was the host of the Let's Make a Deal show back when?
I think it was Monty Hall.
Monty Hall. Let me see if that happens to be the answer that matches ours. Okay, God, the females are running away with it, guys. Now, come on, folks. And you said you're down in Florida, right?
Yes, in the panhandle.
in the panhandle. Very, very good. So you've won a hen save or hen apron. So what you need to do to claim your prize, if I don't hear from you, you're not going to get your prize. How magical is that? Just put hen apron or hen saver in the subject line of the email, hen saver in the subject line, and then name, shipping address, phone number, and email, especially your phone number and email, because she may need to know if you want a large fowl or a bantam size hen saver, if you want what color you might want or what pattern. So very important with this prize. Chicken Whisperer@chickenwhisperer.net is the email to send that to, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. All right, cool. Let me just take just a second and tell everybody, because we got some first-time listeners, first-time callers and whatnot. We're right smack dab in the middle of not one, but two chicken coop contests. How awesome is that? We've given away more coops than anybody on the planet, thanks to our great sponsors. Unprecedented, giving two chicken coops away for the month of October. Both of the contests started on October 1st, and We've got two different sponsors and two different coop contests. So let me just tell you about how to enter those, okay? The contest number one, we're calling it, okay? Contest number one is a password collection contest. So every day on the radio show, I say every weekday, make sure that's correct, every weekday, Monday through Friday, we issue a secret password. We announce it on the radio show, then we post it on Facebook, and we post it on Twitter. So what you need to do is just collect those passwords. There'll be a total of 22 because we started issuing passwords on Monday, October 1st. The last password will be issued on Tuesday, October 30th. And then on Halloween, our Halloween show, Wednesday, October 31st, if you're the correct caller and can recite all 22 secret passwords correctly, then you're going to win an awesome chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. MyPetChicken.com. And actually, you get a choice of one of three. You can choose the saltbox coop, the bungalow coop, or the foursquare coop from their website. That's contest number one. How cool is that? Contest number two, all you got to do is send an email to enter, but it's not the email address you're sending today for all the prizes you won. Special email address. This contest number two, everybody who sends me an email, your email is your entry. And here's the email address to enter the chicken coop contest number two. Contest@chickenwhisperer.net. Yep. Contest@chickenwhisperer.net. Okay. All you got to do, you send me an email, and in the subject line, put chicken coop contest. Okay. Chicken coop contest in the subject line, and then your name, shipping address, and phone number. Name, shipping address, and phone number in the email itself, and send that to contest@chickenwhisperer.net. That's your entry. One entry per household, please. Okay. So if you live in this house, and say your sister-in-law lives in another house 40 miles down the road, she can enter, you can enter, but you and your husband living in the same household can't enter twice. So one entry per household, please. And on the 31st Halloween episode, Wednesday, Halloween, we'll be giving away not one, but two chicken coops from our awesome sponsors. The second coop is from Snap-Lock Chicken Coops. It's that cool plastic coop, really cool, easy to clean, easy to maintain, and SnapLockChickenCoops.com. SnapLockChickenCoops.com. All right, let's get on. Give away some more prizes. In fact, our next prize happens to be from our good friends who are donating a chicken coop for chicken coop contest number one for October. And that is MyPetChicken.com. In fact, we've got some chunky chicken caviar. Yep, you heard that right. Chunky chicken caviar. This stuff is awesome. It's made with like 6,000 vegetarian-fed insects. Yeah, you heard that right. I'll say it again because you might have been like, what? Chunky chicken caviar from MyPetChicken.com. It's a treat. It's made with using about 6,000 vegetarian-fed insects. So in other words, you're probably not going to find any Georgia mosquitoes in this chunky chicken caviar because they definitely are not vegetarian fed because they like to suck my blood every time I go outside. So that's the next prize from MyPetChicken.com. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories,
books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
All right, Ralph in the chat room said, hey, grass-fed bugs. And I was like, yeah, free-range bugs. So these are free-range bugs, grass-fed bugs, organic bugs that are used, 6,000 of them, to make every pound of chunky chicken caviar from mypetchicken.com. So free-range bugs for your free-range chickens. Got to love it. All righty, let me get over here and pick a question out. See if I can pick one out over here. Okay, this one's going to be different. Hang on. Let's see what we got. This is interesting. Okay, here we go. I think I said in the chat room, caller number. Hang on, I saw it posted. Let me get back over here to the chat room and scroll up a little bit. New Dawn Farm Girl wants caller number 18. So we're going to go with caller number 18. Caller number 18. I'm going to go ahead and again, I apologize because I can't really differentiate if you're on hold listening or if you're on hold trying to win a prize. So I'm going to go ahead and hang up on everybody just to make it fair. I have to do that. There's no other way. So please call back in. Okay. So let's see. Oh yeah, the question. You hear all those yappers in the background? I'm sorry. I love my sister-in-law. She's gracious to let us stay here. But, man, I could not tolerate that at my house. Yapper, yapper, yap. Do you have yappy dogs at your house? You know, I guess, you know, if you love your dogs, you'll deal with whatever you can. But, man, yappy, yappy, yappy dogs like this, every time someone pulls in the driveway or opens the door and yap, 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 yap. No way. That would drive me absolutely insane. I would not tolerate it. Next thing you know, you'd see something on Craigslist for me. Yappy dogs for sale. One penny. Come and get them. Okay, here we go. Let's see what we got here. Call number 18, as requested in the chat room. Call number 18. Okay, here we go. Which was Bob Barker's first game show as host? Okay. Which was Bob Barker's first game show as a host? Okay, 347-637-3237, call number 18 right now, going to win that chunky chicken caviar with those free-range bugs, free-range grass-fed bugs, chunky chicken caviar from mypetchicken.com, which was Bob Barker's first game show as a host. That's what we're looking for. Your answer has to match mine, and 347-637-3237. Let me see if I can see the answer down here. Really? I didn't know that. Let me make sure I got this correct, because I didn't know that. Okay, hang on. Let me make sure. Okay, hang on. Let me see. Make sure I've got this right. Okay, good. Okay, good. I guess that's the correct answer. So 347-637-3237. Answer's got to match mine. Which was Bob Barker's first game show as host? Call number 18, 347-637-3237. And I'm going to scroll down. Like I said, I didn't know this. I used to watch the show when I was a little tyke, I guess. So let me get over here to the chat room. Let's see what we got here. Okay, good. Here we go. Go ahead and delete that. Get over here to the chat room. Got so many things opened up. There we go. All righty. New Dawn Farm Girl's like, oh, I'm feeling old now. I remember watching this show as a little tyke. I'm only 43, but I think remember watching this show. In fact, I had really forgot about it. Bob Barker, yep. So what was his first game show as a host? Call number 18, 347-637-3237 for some chunky chicken caviar. Let me see how many people might know this. There's a few people. We need just a couple of more callers in to get up to, there we go. They're starting to fall in now. Might have to Google that, too. Might have to Google that. Okay, there we go. Oh, yeah, we had more than enough. So let me get over here, caller number 18. Calling in from area code 931. 931, you're on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Joseph from Tennessee.
You said Joseph?
Yes.
All right, Joseph from Tennessee. Okay, now the answer has got to match mine. Let me get back over here to my lists here. And what do you think his first game show was?
Truth or Consequences.
Okay, let me make sure this is correct. So, I want to make sure I got it here. Let me get the chat. Let me go over to the chat room. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. I want to say because I've got that and I've got another one. So let me get in the chat room and see what the census is in the chat room. Give me just a second. What in the chat room? We're on about a 20-second. What was his first hosting gig? Yep. Post in the chat room what you think it is or what y'all might think because I've got two. I've got that one and yet I've got another one. So yep, perfect. Yep, that's what we got. That's the census in the chat room and that's what we have on our list. But there was another one that was next to it that was making it a little confusing. So yep, no, we'll go ahead and give you the thumbs up on that.
Yes.
All right, you've won some of that grass-fed insect created free-range insects, chunky chicken caviar, and I think, hang on just a second, where'd he go? Okay, well, at least we know we got met Joseph, and he was male. I didn't get where he was calling from, but that puts the, we're all tied up. We've got a female for McMurray, we've got a male for Happy Hen, a female for Happy Hen, a female, nope, the females are still ahead. 3-2-2. That's okay. We're coming back. All righty. So let me get back over here. I didn't quite catch where I had actually there were two answers right next to each other. One was truth or consequences, and the other one was concentration. And I couldn't, based on how it was lined up there, I couldn't tell which was which. So truth or consequences. Okay, that seems to be the census in the chat room. So I wanted to make sure. Okay, someone puts Wikipedia. So let me see what we got here. Okay, truth or consequences. Good. That's what I thought it was too. But just the way it was lined up, it was kind of hard to tell. So I just wanted to make sure. Okay, no big deal there. Let's see what we got next to give away. Oh yeah, awesome. We have some poultry protector from our friends over at Carefree Enzymes. This stuff is awesome. It is all natural, and Poultry Protector uses enzymes. It's an all natural enzymes, and by the way, last winner of the Chunky Chicken Caviar, send me an email if you would. Otherwise, I can't get you your prize. Yes, you can win more than once in the show, absolutely, as long as you haven't won that particular prize in the last 60 days. So no problem, Andy. You're eligible to win if you haven't won, say, the Poultry Protector in the last 60 days. Yep, you sure can win that prize. So the gentleman who won the Chunky Chicken Caviar just a second ago, send me an email. Put Chunky Chicken Caviar in the subject line. Chunky Chicken Caviar in the subject line. And then put your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. And your email. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Put that in there. And appreciate that. Chicken Whisper at chickenwhisper.net. Okay, we got some poultry protector to give away. If you're not familiar with this, carefreeenzymes.com, you can check them out. They have a lot of awesome poultry products that are all natural using enzymes. They have water protector, poultry protector, scaly leg protector. And they've got some egg wipes that are made with the all-natural enzymes as well. So go check them out over there at carefreeenzymes.com. Today we've got some poultry protector. It's a spray bottle, and it'll basically, if you ever have a mite or lice problem, in your coop or on your birds, there's no egg withdrawal period because it's all natural. You can continue to eat the eggs. It's in a convenient spray bottle. You can spray under the wings, around the vent area, in the nesting boxes, the floor of the coop, and get all that taken care of that outbreak, which we hope you don't have. But if you do, you want to probably try it all natural to begin with and get that poultry protector, which kills those critters using all natural enzymes. So let me get over here and let me see. Let me get a number in the chat room. Pick a winning caller in the chat room, folks. First one I see is the winner that we will take right there in the chat room. Call number 12, New Dawn Farm Girl. Call number 12 is the first one I saw, so we'll take call number 12. Let me get over here and pick out a fun trivia here. We'll do another host question. This is kind of hard to find game show trivia other than maybe host, so here we go. This is a fun one, and this is one of my wife's favorites growing up. Caller number 12 for some poultry protector from Carefree Enzymes. Call number 12, 347-637-3237. Who was the host of the long-running, about 10 years, the game show Tic-Tac-Doe? Who was the – come on, you know this guy. You know this guy. You remember that? One, a very memorable name. Hint, hint. What was the – do you remember, Jen? You used to watch that show, got game show Tic-Tac-Doe? Yes, you did. Tic-Tac-Toe. Yeah, you did. You watched that. No, you're wrong. Okay, anyway. She has a brain fart. I know she used to watch it because she says when we had TV, one of her favorite shows was or channels was Game Show Network, and she would watch Tic-Tac-Toe, and you know. You'll know when I hear it. Anyway, you'll know when I hear it. Okay, who was the host of the long-running game show Tic-Tac-Doe? 347-637-3237, call number 12 for some poultry protector. Let me get over here to the chat room. All righty. Yeah, the original host, back from, I think it was 1978, I believe it was, when it first came on. That's what we're looking at. Okay, that's too easy. Oh, really, Mandy Miller? Well, then you better call in at 347-637-3237. What time is it? What's a 1:23? We got plenty of time. Another 40 minutes here. And, oh, by the way, after this contest, the next two contests we have are first-time listeners. First-time callers only. We've got an egg basket coming up next and a brooder kit. Brooder kit's valued at $50. The egg basket, I think, is valued at about $25. And so we've got those prizes coming up next, and you have to be a first-time caller or a first-time listener if you're going to win those prizes. So very, very, very good. Okay, not the original from 1950 then. I apologize. Okay, let me give you the dates just to be, you know, God, y'all are so smart. Trying to catch me in a little loophole here. Let's see. The host of Tic-Tac-Doe from 1978 to 1986. You're right. 19. My brother-in-law was like, yeah. 1978 to 1986. Maybe that'll help you if you're checking this out on Google. So let me get over here to there we go. New Dawn Farm Girl says, I have a head of useless knowledge. Oh, me. And, of course, Sweet Potato, as much TV as she watches, she's like, I haven't known any of the answers. So let's see. Must be a loophole because exactly, Pamela. Absolutely 100%. And I say loophole because it's fresh in my mind, because I think loophole was used in the vice presidential debate last night about 19 times. So loophole is still fresh in my brain. So okay, let me go over here to the switchboard. Caller calling in from area code 203, you're live on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, my name's Maureen. I'm from Connecticut.
Maureen from Connecticut. How's the weather up there? Getting kind of cool?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, we've got a great longtime listener. I don't know if he's in the chat room right now, or Walter or not, but I remember it was 2 years ago, y'all had like 400,000 feet of snow or something. It seemed like after y'all got cleaned up, here comes another 18 inches.
I know. It wasn't good.
Yep. We always had a good time and a laugh with Walter because he it was crazy the amount of snow they got. I guess it was two seasons ago, but yeah, that was nuts. Okay, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. And what answer are we looking for? What do you think, Tic-Tac-Doe?
I'm going to go with Wink Martindale.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Yippee. Congratulations there. And that's the answer I had. And my brother-in-law, that's the answer he had. So that matches our answer. So you've won some. Okay, so we have female from Connecticut wins that one, Poultry Protector from CarefreeEnzymes.com. Now remember, send me an email to claim your prize, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Put Poultry Protector in the subject line, if you will. And then in the email itself, I'll need your name, your shipping address up there in Connecticut, your phone number, and your email address. Put all that in there. That'll be awesome. Okay, let me get back over here to the chat room and say hello to everybody again. And thank you very much for tuning in live. We appreciate you. These next two contests, okay, I see a lot of great regulars in the chat room, a lot of folks that have won prizes before, but the next two prizes we're going to give away, so we'll probably pick a little bit smaller number for the winner. We've got two prizes. The next two we're going to give away are for first-time listeners, first-time callers only, okay? First-time listeners, first-time callers only. So I'll make the question a little easy so you don't feel too intimidated, and I'll put a lower number there because we may have a limited number of people listening for the first time and calling in for the first time. Our first prize, though, is an awesome egg basket, and it's, let me see if I can actually post a picture in the chat room. Give me just a second, because it's a nice one. Let me go over to their website. You can follow me over there if you want to, Ware Manufacturing. So we got Ware Manufacturing Incorporated, basically, www.waremfginc.com. And I'm going to go over now. I'll post in the chat room, so if you're not following me, that's perfectly fine. We'll click on birds. We'll put on accessories and hutches. And look at all these great things for chickens. They got the chicken barn. They got nesting boxes. They have their awesome hanging chicken canteen. They got the backyard water bucket. They've got the corner feeder, they've got the trough feeders, and of course, the egg baskets. So let me copy and paste this. I'll post it in the chat room for everybody to drool over. Okay, pardon me, chat room. Paste, there it is. Come on now, computer. There you go, just click on that link, and you'll see this egg basket that we're playing for. But you can only win if, now we've had some first-time winners already, but if this is the first show, so let's say that you've a first-time listener and maybe you've already won on today's show, you're still eligible. We'll cut you some slack. So that egg basket right there, yay, is that green or yellow? I'm colorblind. Yeah, I guess that is green. I guess the last winner who says, oh, I thought this was yellow, but it's green. I said it was yellow. Colorblind, I guess. So there you go. Yeah. So it holds actually 24 eggs. Yep. It holds Hey, Andreas has joined us in the chat room all the way from Norway, right across from the pond. Welcome, Andreas. I just noticed that you had joined us over there from Norway. Thanks for joining us today. Yep. Worldwide radio show live, listening live in Norway across the pond. Okay. So an egg basket from our good friends over at Ware Manufacturing. Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. Alrighty, so I guess the question is out there in Radio Land, do you feel lucky? Okay, so we'll take, you're going to have some fast fingers here, okay? This is for first-time listeners today, first-time callers today, for this awesome egg basket Let me come over here. If you can tell me, we're going to take real fast fingers, call number 3. Because there may not be a whole lot of first-time listeners or first-time callers, so we want to keep the number low. Caller number 3, 347-637-3237, if you can tell me, and I'll keep it simple here as well. Who was the host of, again, the original Family Feud game show? Y'all remember... Yes, you're exactly right here in the kitchen room here. So, absolutely. From 1976 to 1985, and then again for a couple of years, 1994 to 1995. Okay? Who was the host of Family Feud? There's been a lot of hosts over the years. I think even one actually had a family of five and committed suicide. I forget his name. There's been the that comedian that quite... plump a comedian, I can't remember his name, and then I guess who else got the guy from Tool Time, I think, was a host, and then now there's another guy, I think a comedian that's a host, so none of these new Johnny Come Latelys, but back the original, the famous, the original host, 1976 to 1985, and then again for a couple of years, 1994-1995, the host of Family Feud. Now, this, if you've never called before, if you're a first-time listener, this contest is for you. Call number 3-347-637-3237 for this awesome green egg basket from Ware Manufacturing. Okay, I made it easy for you. Come on, everybody knows that. He was also in that TV show. What was that TV show that he was in? Hogan's Heroes. That's exactly right. He was in Hogan's Heroes. And he was in that other game show back in the 70s, Match Game. He sat in the center, lower panel right there in the center next to Betty White. So there you go, folks. Yes, Hogan's Heroes. You remember that show? Yep. So he was in Hogan's Heroes. I'm trying to make it easy for you guys, first-time callers, first-time listeners, to win this egg basket. Caller number 3. Yeah, New Dawn Farm Girl. Remember this? He loved to kiss everybody. It didn't matter if you were 6 or 600, he would come down and give you kisses there. Remember that? Yep, absolutely. You're exactly right. Oh, my goodness. Christmas Chick said he was in Hollywood Squares, but I don't remember him in Hollywood Squares. I don't remember him at all in Hollywood Squares, so, unless she's just mentioning that was a another game show. So... Okay. All righty. Alexis is just signing in. Alexis is at work. Alexis is at work. So, we don't want to let anybody know at her office that she's listening today. But sometimes we have fun with that. So, don't let anybody know that she's listening at work. Hey, do you want to clear the office out, Alexis? And then you can turn it up and have the whole office to yourself. What you can do is stand up and scream. Go ahead, stand up and scream, "Incoming! Incoming!" Actually, I think that was part of the theme of Hogan's Heroes, wasn't it? Oh, my goodness. Is she still with us? Yeah, she's still in the Alexis Henry. She's still in the chat room with us. So good. Actually, one day, I think it was, Rhode Island Ruby. Rhode Island Ruby was... in the chat room. She listens from work. In fact, back when we had some posters that said, "Don't bother me when I'm listening to the Chicken Whisperer radio show." And she has one hanging in her office, but she listens whenever she can if she's not in a meeting. And she was listening live, and I said, okay, now, turn your radio, turn your speakers up real, real high now, Rhode Island Ruby. I'm having a little special something for you. Turn your speakers up real high. And so she turned her speakers up real high, and then I yelled in the microphone. I said, hey, everybody, I'm over here listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Instead of working, come join me. Yeah, those were good times. She's a long, long time listener. I hadn't seen her in the chat room here in a little bit. So it's her second time joining. Thanks for making me feel comfy. Well, absolutely. That's what we're here for. Hope you can tune in more often when you can, and when you can sneak around at work and listen to the show. Maybe you need to get some headphones. Actually, I think there's that joke going around Facebook, Chris, where if you're ever caught sleeping at work, like your head's down on your table, or your head's down on your computer, or your desktop or something, and all of a sudden the boss comes by, so you don't get busted, and you wake up, just wake up, raise your head, and say, "In Jesus' name we pray, Amen." And then you're not going to get busted sleeping, right? So, oh my goodness, I think I saw that on Facebook the other day. So, yeah, I saw that on Facebook. I say, Dude on Farm Girl says, hey, I'll try that. So next time you're trying to take a nap at work, if you get caught, just open your eyes, wake up, raise your head up off your desk, and say, in Jesus' name we pray, Amen. There you go. All righty, let me see if we got a call number 3 over here. I'm sure we do. First-time callers only. First-time listeners only for this prize. Go over to the phone lines. We said call number 3. 1, 2, 3. Caller calling in from area code 417. 417, you're live on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Kara, Missouri.
From Missouri. And you said Karen?
Kara.
Kara, okay, perfect.
With
Kara, I went to school. Oh, with a T as in Tom. Or okay, Tara.
Kara.
Okay. Kara, oh, with a K. Okay, gotcha. Okay, that's
no,
fine.
No, T, Tara.
T, Tara, okay, I got it right. Name that tune. Nope, name that name. So
there you go.
Name that name. Okay. Who was the host of that Family Feud show? I gave you so many hints. You're gonna have to get it right.
I'm gonna try. Richard Dawson.
100%. Absolutely correct. Congratulations, Tara from Missouri. You've won an awesome egg basket from Ware Manufacturing, and it is a really nice egg basket. Everybody loves to get this prize. It holds 2 dozen eggs. It's green. I thought it was yellow, but I'm colorblind. And what I need you to do for me, since you're a first-time caller, first-time listener, and you won this great prize, send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. It's kind of long, I understand, but it's easy to remember, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. If you'll put egg basket in the subject line for me, egg basket in the subject line, and then if you'll put, let's see what we got here, egg basket in the subject line, and then your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Okay, name, shipping address, so I can get it to you, phone number in case we have any issues, and then your email address, type it out under your phone number in the email itself. So very, very, very good. So awesome. So that was the first prize today for our first-time listeners, first-time callers. We have another one here. We've got a brooder kit. Okay, this is very, very, very nice. Let me see if I can post this in the chat room as well, because it also is the Mac Daddy. Let me go over here, and it's from Critter Cages. There we go. It's in storage here. And let me put in brooder kit. There we go. It's in storage as well, or saved. And let me click on that one more time. I'm going to put the link in the chat room so you can see what we're talking about. It's a $50 value. $50 value. Get back over to the chat room. Boom. Paste. I said paste. I hate this stuff sometimes. Did it really not work? Okay, let me go back over. Don't you hate it when that happens? Don't you love technology? Great googly moogly. Da, 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 da. Speaking of game shows. Okay, give me just a second. I want you to see this awesome prize valued at $50 that your some folks are going to be playing for. This is the other Mac Daddy prize today that we're going to, okay, copy. I'm not getting out of that until I make sure it does correctly. Paste. There we go. There we go. Just click on that link in the chat room. Right there where it says Critter Cages, click on that link, and it'll take you right over to the brooder kit that you're going to play for if you're a first-time listener and a first-time caller. The Chick Brooder Starter Kit, valued at $50. You can see it comes with a corral, a feeder, a waterer, a bulb, the lamp with a dimmer on it, whole nine yards right there, Chick Brooder Starter Kit from critter-cages.com. There you go. And so... Here we go. I'm just checking out what's going on in the chat room. All right, so this is the brooder kit valued at $50. Let me get over here and get a question. This is for, again, first-time listeners, first-time callers. I'm go ahead and escape out of that. Get back over here to our trivia. Let me see if we've got another one here. Let's see if I can have a fun one here. Oh, this one's good. Okay. Which game show featured, we'll take call number five this time. Call number five, okay, first-time caller, first-time listener, this contest is for you. $50 brooder kit from critter-cages.com, and they're about to beat me up. Hang on, I apologize, but I have to do this. From critter-cages.com. If they're giving me a $50 prize, then, man, we really got to pay tribute to them, right? Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. There we go. We said caller number five, if you know the answer to the following question. What game show featured... Don't be too technical now. What game show featured a big wall-sized slot machine? All righty. Okay, remember that? Remember that show? This is for first-time callers, first-time listeners, and then we'll go back over the last few minutes of the show back to anybody and everybody. We already gave away an egg basket for a first-time listener and caller from Missouri, and now we've got this awesome brooder kit valued at $50. Which game show featured a huge wall-sized slot machine where you had to, you had to pull the little slot handle down? The bar, what do you call that thing? 347-637-3237, call number 5. 347-637-3237, first-time caller. All righty. Very, very, very good. 347-637-3237. What game show, way back when, featured a big wall-sized slot machine? Call number 5, first-time caller. Someone has to leave the chat room a little early, and they're a good, long-time regular listener, and they have a special request. So we'll go ahead and do this just for you. Bye. Yes, we do take special requests here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. All righty. This is for that awesome brooder kit. First-time callers, first-time listeners only for this contest. Call number 5. Let's head on down here to the phone lines. Caller calling in from area code 801. 801, state your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Baked Potato, Sweet Potato's husband.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for calling. She's always afraid to call in. I guess she's afraid to hear what her voice is going to sound like. So we've got a male, but I still think the females are going to take it. We have a few more contests before the end of the show, but the females will probably win the battle of the sexes today. And you're calling. Let's see, you're out in, is it Utah?
Yeah, Salt Lake City,
UT, that's what I thought. Okay. And this game show featured kind of a gigantic slot machine back when. And what show are we describing?
Was it Press Your Luck?
Oh, my goodness. No, it wasn't Pressure. Oh. Well, no, I know what you're – I know. Okay, this is where – here's where – so don't hang up, folks. We'll go to the next caller because that was more like Pressure Luck was, you know, the – hey, you didn't know I could sound electronic, right? But I know what you're talking about. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Stop! Okay, so that really wasn't – remember that? So you didn't really have an arm that you pulled down, I don't believe. I think that Press Your Luck was when the big screen and it started spinning around and the lights went all over the place. And no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Stop! For someone who doesn't own a television, I know a lot about game shows, right? Hey, everybody had to grow up with game shows. So I can't take that because it wasn't the answer that I'm looking for. But, hey, thanks for calling. Call more often. I know sometimes you're jamming with your buddies with the drums and the guitar and things like that. But I appreciate you. Maybe Sweet Potato made you call because she wants the brooder kit. And that's cool. But I appreciate you calling in. I really do. Nice talking with you. So let's go to the next caller. It's not exactly the game show we were looking at where you pull down the arm. And then the slot machine, the three things spin, and you're wanting, you know, so let me go to the next caller. So that means we go to call number 6. You're live on the air calling in from area code 724. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Pauline Hoffman from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
PA and Pauline, females. And we'll see. What game show are we describing?
I'm not sure if this is it or not, but Monopoly?
Wasn't Monopoly. And so, no, that's okay. Hey, at least I'm being nice because sometimes if I know you and you call with the wrong answer, you might hear this. We still have some callers online, though. Let's go over here and see. We'll find out. Good guess, though. And a caller calling in from 850-850, you're live on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, please.
It's Mandy again from Florida.
Mandy, okay, that's fine. Like I said, you could win again. That was our little rule stipulation for today. What do you think the game show we were talking about?
Well, don't ant me, but I hope it's The Price is Right.
Not The Price is Right. So come on, y'all know this. Okay, so basically there were, I think, three people. There were three people standing there, and then they had the host, and then they had this big slot machine type thing on the wall. And you had to pull the handle, and the things would spin around. And then if you got to go to the bonus round, if you won out of the three contestants, Jen's looking at me like, I think I remember, and you walk over to where the host is, and you had this big arm that you had to pull down, like with two hands. And then the things would run around. And then, of course, I'll give you a hint. And you stood there, and you were like, no jokers, no jokers, no jokers, no jokers, no jokers, as the thing spun around. So initially during the show, you had three contestants, and they all had their little arm that they could pull, and it would spin around, and you could take, summer vacations for 50. And then you try to, you know, and then – But if you won out of the three contestants, then you would go to the bonus round, the final super round, and then you'd go over to the host, and you would stand there, and you would try to win all these great prizes or try to get up to 1,000 or something. But you would actually have this huge arm
like on a slot machine, that you would pull back and the three things would spin, you know, kind of like a cherry, orange, and grape or whatever on a slot machine. But they would be prizes or vacations or cash amounts. Okay, so I think we still got one more caller in queue. So let's go see if they know what, after these other hints, if they know what we're talking about. Caller calling in from area code 248. 248, are you on the air? Okay, maybe they were just calling in to listen. Let's go back here. Let's go back to caller 801 out in Utah. Are you still there?
Yeah, it's Baked Potato again.
Okay, have you figured it out with those?
Yes, it's got to be Joker's Wild.
There you go. That's what we're looking for.
I thought of it the second I hung up the phone.
And you called back in. Hey, I'm going to give it to you. That's awesome. I just appreciate you calling and winning in. And so that's awesome. Yep, Joker's Wild. Now do you remember? Let me see what's going over in the chat room. Alan Ludden, was that the anyway. Hey, first time caller. Yay to okay, wait a minute. Was it Potato Head? I'm just kidding. Sweet Potato's going to slap me again. But it was Potato something. And so Mr. Potato, so because I know it wasn't Sweet Potato, which I think is your other half. I won't say better half. So congratulations. You've won that brooder kit from Critter-Cages.com. Thank you so much for calling in. Yay, Sweet Potato. Got her husband to call in and for first time and win that. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So send me an email. You are Sweet Potato either way, and it's going to be a great day, Tater. That's exactly right. And Sweet Baked – oh, that was Baked Potato. That's right. So Sweet Potato is Carmen, and then we got Baked Potato, which is her husband, and I called him Mr. Potato Head. Hey, it's Fun Friday. Don't get mad at me. So, in fact, Carmen's probably laughing hysterically at that. But, hey, Brooder Kit from Critter-Cages.com. Congratulations. So Sweet Potato – Baked Potato, send me an email, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net, and put in Brooder Kit in the subject line, and then name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Yeah, good try, Pauline. Good try, everybody else. That was good tries. Hey, I'm going to try to give away one more prize. We've got about 4 minutes left. Give away one more prize here. Everybody loves this prize, too. It is a $15 gift certificate. That's like money in the bank. A $15 gift certificate to Brensea.com. Yep, a $15 gift certificate to our good friends over at Brensea.com. You can use this towards the egg candlers, incubators, the EcoGlow brooder heaters, and so all kinds of great stuff. $15 towards your next purchase at Brensea.com.
When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg candlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, technology you can trust.
All righty. Brensea.com, $15 gift certificate. Let me get a caller in the chat room. Okay, we have a phone bank of 50 open lines. Let me get a chat. 18. Maureen in the chat room says, caller number 18. Caller number 18. I think we had 18 earlier, but that's okay. We'll take 18 again. About as random as you get, having someone else pick the number. Caller number 18. This is open for everybody. Everybody that lives in the lower 48 states. sorry, Andreas. I doubt the sponsor will ship you anything. Well, they might ship you. Oh, you know what? They might actually ship you something. I don't know how you're going to call in, though. Oh well. I just appreciate you listening every day from Norway, Andreas. Brensea.com, caller, we said number 18. Let me get over here to the trivia and see if we can get one more. Hang on just a second here. See
see if we can get one here. Hang on a minute. I'm trying to find it. Okay, let me just get over to this other one. Okay, call number 18. Last contest of the day, Brency gift certificate, $15. Here we go. Who was the most famous host of the game show The Newlywed Game from 1966 to 2000, and off and on in that time when the show aired or when it didn't air throughout the years, but starting back in 1966 up to year 2000, who was the most famous host of The Newlywed Game? 347-637-3237. Come on, guys. Y'all know the answer to this. 347-637-3237. Last contest of the day. We got about 3 minutes left. This is from Brency.com. $15 gift certificate. Who was the host of The Newlywed Game? All righty. Hey, let me just say, folks, while we're waiting for them to call in, we thank you very much for tuning in today. If you're a first-time caller, first-time listener, thank you extra, extra much for tuning in and listening today. To all our winners from Michigan and Texas, North Carolina, let's see, we've got another Michigan, Connecticut, Missouri, all over Utah, all over the place. We thank you very, very, very much for listening. We hope you can tune in Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, very, very quick. Let's go over here to the phone lines. Here we go. We're calling in from, let's see, here we go. Wait a minute. Call number 18. So hang on, let me scroll down. Calling in from area code 978. 978, you're on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, Andy, it's Bob in Massachusetts.
Bob in Massachusetts calling in from 978. Who was that famous talk show host we're looking for?
Bob Eubanks.
Bob Eubanks. Absolutely, Bob. Bard Rock in the chat room. Thanks for tuning in. You've won a Brency gift certificate for $15. Send me your Chicken Whisper at chickenwhisper.net. You know the drill, my friend. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. I got to go. I've got 30 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you have an absolutely fabulous and blessed weekend with family and friends. We'll see you Monday with Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you then.
Oh.